The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujak, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
This is a year of celebration at UWM as the Peck School of the Arts marks its 50th anniversary. It's been a remarkable half century for the school. Artists, musicians, actors, dancers, they've all been part of the legacy of artistic excellence. On this edition of UWM Today, we take a look at the celebration with hundreds of performances, including even some world premieres. Joining us in the studio today is Scott Emmons. He's the interim dean of the Peck School of the Arts. And, well, you don't have a party hat on, but you might just as well, Scott, because this indeed is a big thing for the school. It's a birthday party.
It really is. It's great to be here, Tom. And we've been celebrating ever since the Year of the Arts kicked off in July. And we've already had many, many events that have been very, very successful. You know, you only turn 50 one time. And sometimes a school or college, when they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, will have a nice dinner. But we like to throw a little bit bigger party than that. And so we have over 450 events that are in celebration of our Year of the Arts.
That's an amazing number. And I know you normally do a lot of events in terms of student performances, be it music or theater or dance, but you've really sort of doubled down in this 50th anniversary year.
Yes, we've stepped up probably about by 100 concerts or so, or 100 events, 100 different events. And this has been possible through partnerships with many, many community organizations. We've partnered with all 14 schools and colleges at UWM, and we've partnered with athletics, we've partnered with the bookstore, we've partnered with over 30 arts organizations in the community. So we're working really, really hard to reach out to the community in a way that we've never done before.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the role that the school has had in the arts community, because if my memory serves me right, the Peck School not only educates a lot of people in this wide variety of arts, but you're actually a big part of the pipeline that provides that next generation of talent to be the performers, whether they're on the stage or in the studio.
Right. The Peck School of the Arts has about 2,000 students. And these students are in art and design, dance, theater, music, and film. And you can't go anywhere in southeast Wisconsin in the arts community without bumping into a couple of our graduates. We have arts teachers in almost every school district around. We have many, many artists. We have musicians. We have people that are involved in arts management. So we're all over southeast Wisconsin and beyond.
Let's talk a little bit about the role that arts plays in our lives. And given the fact that you've been around for 50 years and certainly have every intention of being around 150 more and counting beyond that, today there is some talk that the arts are an endangered species in some of the school districts that have been forced to look at ways to tighten their belt and cut. Are you at all concerned, or your colleagues concerned, about what the future holds for people that you are educating right now to fill the next generation of artists?
There's always concern, and this is kind of a cyclical thing. And right now, yes, in the schools, because of financial reasons, the arts have been cut in some districts, but in many ways, community members have stepped in and helped out and helped provide arts opportunities for young children. I hope we can get these classroom teachers back into the schools, teaching music, teaching theater education, teaching art education. But, you know, I think that that's going to be a long-term solution that happens. Now, in the arts, I think that we're so important to this community. There are many people who have moved to the Milwaukee area, and I think one of the things that really keeps these folks here is the arts community that we have, all of the riches. We have the Milwaukee Art Museum. We have all the performing art groups in town. We have UWM with, usually on a normal year, about 350 or so arts events each year. UWM is actually the biggest producer of arts events in the city. And so there's a lot going on in the arts, and it's a really, really rich arts community.
You know, I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago who moved here not too long ago, and in the last year, year and a half or so. And I said, so tell me what surprised you about Milwaukee, or what really has made this a move that was worthwhile and a good one for you? And they said two things, the arts and the parks. And I thought that was pretty neat because they captured some of the assets that sometimes those of us who have been here for a lifetime can easily take for granted. Not overlook, but take for granted, because we are so rich in these wonderful ways to celebrate the way that we live.
That's right. And, you know, I'm an example of this where when I came to Milwaukee, I had lived 3 years here, 3 years there, 3 years someplace else. And this environment, the Milwaukee arts community, made it so that I've been here well over 20 years now. So it's just this richness of quality of life through the arts in Milwaukee that really attracts a lot of people.
I'd like to talk more about these partnerships that you formed. You said you've got at least 30 different partnerships with organizations here in the city that are helping you commemorate this half century of serving the arts community through UWM service. Who are some of these partners, and what does their relationship to the university mean in terms of this year of celebration?
Well, one of the partners, just for an example, was the Jewish Community Center. They partnered with us in bringing in Daniel Asia, a prominent contemporary Jewish composer. And Daniel worked with our students at UWM in the music department. And there was also a concert that was kind of an interesting concert because he talked about many of his works that were being performed. And the works were being performed by faculty and staff of the music department. So that was one really rich partnership. Another partnership has been, we've been working with the neighborhood, reaching out to the neighborhood and inviting the neighbors in the UWM neighborhood to come back to campus. We're inviting them to different concerts, different events, hoping that they'll enjoy the richness that's right in their own backyard. We've partnered with the bookstore and athletics and UWM Best Place to Work. We had an event about 2 or 3 weeks ago called Arts Curious, which was a collaboration with the bookstore where they donated about, I think it was 300, 400 T-shirts that students who are interested in the arts could wear and also decorate. So we had T-shirt decoration areas, and one of the prior animators for The Simpsons did Simpsons drawings on some of the T-shirts where they were carrying things like PSOA logos and this sort of thing. His name is Tim Decker. So it's been just lots and lots of wonderful different partnerships with people you wouldn't expect. Another thing we're doing is working with UWM Athletics. And so we'll be doing some things at halftime at the different athletic events, at some of the athletic events like the basketball games. And they're co-sponsoring many of our performances, and we're co-marketing with them. So we're sharing with students about the athletic events, and at the athletic games, they're helping us plug some of our arts events.
So no big separation between the jocks and the musicians or artists. There's common ground for both of them.
No, we want to blur all of those different lines. We have another really wonderful concert series that just opened up, and it's called MKE Unplugged. And our first show featured two UWM-related artists. One was Mason Taylor, the guitar player, and the other
by the way, we should take just a moment, a wonderful prodigy, a young lady who came to us at, the age of 15 or so?
She was actually 14, I believe, when she started taking classes at UWM, and is now has gone through her bachelor's program and is now in our master's program in guitar performance.
And I think she's all of, 18 now?
Yeah, I think so. It's something like that. So she's just a phenom. It's just wonderful. And she did a very nice job as the opening act for the MKE Unplugged. And also Trapper Shep performed at MKE Unplugged's opening night. Now, that's another partnership that's sponsored by Via Downer and Ink to the People and WMSE. So there are many, many different partners making the Year of the Arts happen for us.
Now, you also have some wonderful relationships with the permanent or professional art companies in town, you know, be it musical or theater groups. Are they engaged or involved at all in this celebration of the Year of the Arts?
Yes, we have many, many different events going on. One is coming up in late October, October 26th and 27th, and that's a collaboration with the Peck School of the Arts student and faculty dancers, and also the Milwaukee Ballet and their dancers. It features original music from Present Music. Kevin Stahlheim of Present Music, of course, is a UWM alum. And also, it's a partnership with architecture. And Jim Shields is helping to design the set for this performance. The whole show is called Falling. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great event, and I encourage people to come and visit and take part in Falling.
And again, the location for that performance, last weekend of October?
That will be, and again, this is one of our world premieres, and that'll be at the Bader Concert Hall.
Right, which is, by the way, if you haven't been there, our listeners, I know a lot of folks listening to public radio are great patrons of the arts here, the curious people, people who enjoy the richness of the art scene. The Bader Concert Hall, just on the south side of Kenwood, right across the street from the Union, I guess is the best way to put it. Unbelievable acoustics, really, really world class.
Right, it's been a great asset to our music department and our dance department, and it enables us to do performances right on campus that we used to have to get in a van and head downtown to do. So
hard to believe, isn't it, that not too many years ago there you literally did have to transport people some distance to do performances, and now the resource available is, well, we're resource rich in terms of some of the facilities that have been expanded or acquired over the last few years.
It really is a fabulous facility. Also, one of our activities last weekend was to participate in Doors Open Milwaukee, and this was a great opportunity for people in the community to come and visit our Kenilworth building. And the Kenilworth building, of course, has such a wonderful history. Many, many years ago, the Kenilworth building was a Ford Motor Company building, and then it became in World War.
Yeah, they made Model Ts there,
Model Ts, yeah. And it was a factory that didn't go in a line. It went up and down instead. So it's a four-story building as far as the construction originally was. And now it's gone through transformation after transformation. It was a munitions factory during the World Wars. And then now it has wonderful, wonderful art studios. So we have many of our graduate students in art and design and in film, and our faculty in art and design and film, and a few dance studios. And also we have our guitar area all in that Kenilworth building. So it's got such a beautiful, beautiful history, and it's such a great asset to our community.
And you also have Innova, which is one of the more remarkable places to look at cutting-edge art, which is open to the public.
Yes, our gallery, Innova Galleries, are housed in the Kenilworth building. By the way, Innova did the very first Year of the Arts event. We had a very successful show featuring two different alums, and one was Michelle Grabner, who is a visual artist that currently lives in the Chicago area. And it was curated by another UWM alum, John Rippenhoff. And so it was just a fabulous show, and they had some wonderful gallery talks. It was just a really fun way to kick off the Year of the Arts.
And for those folks who may not be familiar with the building, you really should check it out sometime, because it is one of these wonderfully reworked buildings. It actually, I think, used to be one of the largest in terms of square footage buildings in the entire city of Milwaukee, and now converted, as Scott says, half of it to the School of the Arts and half of it to graduate school housing. And it's right located right between Prospect and Farwell, just about a block south of North Avenue. Can't miss it. Lots of UWM flags hanging from the outside.
Right. And there is a great opportunity to go through those doors. We have another show opening. Another Innova show is happening. It's starting on October 5th. And this show is featuring work that's sponsored by the Mary Knoll Fund. And it's going to feature work of both established artists and emerging artists. And the established artist category is going to feature the work of Nicholas Lampart, filmmaker Brad Lichtenstein, and also Sonia Thompson. So this is a great opportunity to visit our Innova galleries.
Well, you're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So glad that you're with us this week as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the UWM Peck School of the Arts. Scott Emmons is our guest on today's program. Scott is the interim dean of the Peck School of the Arts, and talking about these wonderful days of looking back and celebrating some great people who've walked across the stage. Scott, in just a moment, I would like to walk through some more of the scheduling, but let's take a moment and think about what has happened over these 50 years at the Peck School. What do you think are the biggest successes or the greatest events that have happened in the life of the school that make it worth celebrating this year?
I think our greatest success is our work with our students. So many very important students have come through the doors of UWM and the Peck School of the Arts. We have people that are very, very important in building the film community in the city. Also, many musicians, like I already mentioned, Kevin Stahlheim, many of the teachers. So I think the biggest, most important thing about our 50 years is all of the contributions we've made to the community through our people and this nurturing of relationships with our alums and all of the people that have graduated from our programs.
And UWM has been unique in the sense that for many, many years, the only school of the arts in the entire UW system.
Yep. And because we have the five different arts disciplines, it also gives us an opportunity to blend these works together. We have some great, great partnerships between, say, the theater department and the guitar program. They're doing a show that the students are writing and collaborating with and doing the music for called Meet Me at the Avant-Garde. That'll be coming up in the spring. But in the years past, we did another collaboration, for example, just from people bumping into each other in the hallway. And that was a show called The Road North, which featured the stories and the music. And we created a theater production, a musical, that featured the music and the stories of blues musicians that in the 20s and 30s and so on came up from the Mississippi Delta and recorded in the Milwaukee area. So it's just a great opportunity in our facilities for faculty members just to bump into each other and say, I have an idea. And these collaborations are possible because we do have each of the five arts in our departments.
So where do your students come from? Are they primarily from Wisconsin, or do you attract them from all over?
Most of our students are from Wisconsin, but increasingly, especially in some of our programs, we've had a greater international presence, and we've had a number of students from out of state. For example, in the film department, just in this last year, we've had about 80 students that began in the film department that were out of state students. And so the word's getting out that our programming is very, very strong, and people are willing to come in from out of state and participate in our programs.
In fact, speaking of the film school, I think it was in the last year that, was it Variety or Hollywood Reporter, identified the film school as one of the top 25 film schools in the world, not in the country, but in the world.
Right. And of course, that doesn't hurt with the recruiting and telling the story. Things like that get out there, and people start to really, really take us very, very seriously. And so that's been a wonderful thing for our film department. We also have students from South America, from New Zealand, who have been in our different music department programs, and there's quite a history of that from Europe. So we've been attracting international students for quite some time. We're also in the art and design department, forging an ongoing relationship with a university called Hubei University. It's in China, in Wuhan. And very soon we'll have a number of students coming in cohorts to be in a 3+1 program in our art and design program.
And in that program, they spend part of their time in their home country and then sometime here at the UWM campus.
Right. They'll be spending 3 years at home and then come to UWM for their final year.
Sort of like the frosting on top of the dessert, right?
That's right. That's right. And we're very excited to have those students with us.
So what do they say about Milwaukee when you have these students come from around the world? What is their reaction to the city?
I think that they're always comfortable here. For example, we've had some partnerships with students in Germany, And they feel like they're just right at home with the architecture we have in the city and our values we have in the city. Some of the students are a little bit shocked by winter, some of our South American students and some of our students from New Zealand and so on. Find out that they have to buy coats and heavier clothing, and they have lots of great stories to tell when they get back home about the trials and tribulations of winter in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and that's a great, great way, though, to also extend the story, not just of the university, but the city to people who might themselves say, I'd like to visit or maybe even consider relocating here down the road.
That's right. You know, I think we're still getting over Laverne and Shirley just a little bit in Milwaukee. I think we have a lot of great secrets that we want to tell the world.
Well, we talked about over 400 performances that are planned during this anniversary year, and you touched on a couple of them. Let's dive in and talk about some of the other upcoming opportunities for our listeners and the rest of the folks here in the area to actually partake of the wonderful work that the students and faculty are going to be doing this year.
We have a couple of really big events coming up. For example, on November 11th, we'll be featuring the world-renowned klezmer band, the Klezmatics. And so they'll be performing in Bader Hall. And wonderful thing there is that Hillel learned about this event, and they secured a grant that's going to allow students to attend the concert for free. So that's really kind of a wonderful way we're partnering as well. Coming up October 18th, we'll have the kickoff for this year's LGBT Film Festival. And that's always a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see many, many different films and documentaries. This year, it's going to open with a film called Cloudburst, which is a very interesting film that features Olympia Dukakis and Brenda Flicker. And these two are in the story. They leave a nursing home and head to Canada for a sanctuary of a legal marriage. So I think it's a really, really interesting film, and I think it's going to be a great kickoff for the LGBT Film Festival.
And very timely, given the current political discussions about gay marriage.
That's true. And, you know, the film festival always has a number of wonderful films and also many, many documentaries that are exploring different things of interest to the LGBT community. And this year will be a little bit different. Last year, I guess it was, we started, instead of just having a one-week-long, two-week-long festival, we began spreading it out through the entire year. So we concentrate some of the activities during the opening, but then periodically throughout the year, we'll have other films that will be shown as well.
And it makes the campus more welcoming and truly symbolic of the diversity that we like to celebrate at the university.
That's right. We're really proud of the work of Carl Borgner and the rest of the folks that are involved in the in that film festival.
What about the studio artist? What is being done to mark or take note of their contributions to the Peck School over these years?
One of the really big events just is closing right now, but it was just a fabulous way of getting the work of our alums and our faculty members out, and that was called the Continuum Show. And we had just a great history, you know, 50 years of artwork in our studios and in our galleries. And so it brought many alums back, and it brought many different faculty members in to show their work. We had a closing session where many, many artists came back to speak with each other. And it was sort of a who's who of the Southeast Wisconsin and all the way down to Chicago arts community. So it was a wonderful show, and it was just wonderful to share with all of these artists.
You know, it reminds me of my wife and I had a great experience at the Lakefront Festival of the Arts this past summer, and I was amazed at the number of people with UWM connections who now are scattered around the country who find themselves back in Milwaukee at one of the premier shows, and they're talking about UWM being the place where they jump-started the great work that they're doing elsewhere.
And it's so fun just to hear their stories. All of our alums have a story. For example, the alums that went through and started here in our art and design program in the 60s all have Larry Rathsack stories. And in music, many of our alums have Gregorius Suki stories. And so it's these important professors that they had that mentored them and helped them grow their careers that are so important. And everybody has a story, and it's just wonderful to share these stories when people come back.
And nice pollination with the 18-year-old talking to the slightly older alumni about what life is like today and what it was like back then.
And so often people will come back and go to a class and talk to the students about how they can form their careers and what they did to build their career. So it's really a great way of getting folks together in an intergenerational manner.
I know we're not going to have time to get through the entire list of these hundreds of different performances, and we'll, in just a moment, give our listeners a cue on where to go on the web to drink them all in. But in the last couple of minutes, what other ones would you like to highlight?
Well, there's one really important one that I would like to highlight as well, and that's called The Tragedy of King Lear. Now, this was a partnership between the UWM Theater Department and the Shakespeare and Company, from Lenox, Massachusetts. And so this past summer, many of our faculty members went to Massachusetts and performed Tragedy of King Lear. And then the cast is going to be coming to UWM and performing Lear opening on November 14th. And so it'll feature some of the Shakespeare and Company actors, it'll feature some of the UWM actors, and it's just a great partnership between theater companies far apart.
How do students react when they get a chance to work alongside these professionals?
It's just a great way for them to see the realities of the business, and they're always excited to work with professionals and to work right next to the professionals because they learn so much. They also, while they're working, get to share stories of career building and just funny stories of bonding and mentoring through theater.
And so as the dean of the school, you must be pinching yourself knowing that you get to be at the helm during this year that really does come only once in its lifetime, the golden anniversary.
It really is exciting, and it's a lot of fun just to share in the works of our artists in the community and at UWM. Gosh, we're only into, I guess, a couple months into fall, and we've already had many, many events. I guess we probably only have about 380 events to go.
And it does stretch all the way throughout the academic year. It's sometimes people on the outside of the university don't realize that we track time a little bit differently. It's not January 1st when the year begins. It's September 1st because the academic year bridges those 9 months. So if folks listening would like to dig in and take a look at everything you got to offer, where do they go?
Well, the place to go is our Year of the Arts website, which is yoa.uwm.edu. And that has the most current information about the Year of the Arts and Year of the Arts events.
So that's yoa.uwm.edu.
That's right.
Terrific. Well, listen, congratulations on this first half century, Scott, to you and your colleagues and all of the students and alumni. And I don't know if I'll be around, but I'm sure UWM will be, and we'll invite you back 50 years from now to look at the second 50.
I'm planning on it. I'm planning on being here another 50.
Okay. Well, I will too. Well, that's all for this week's program. Thanks so much for joining us, and take care, everybody. Make sure you check out the arts in this 50th anniversary of the Peck School at UW-Milwaukee. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet the faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.